Text numéro 63. In one Texas district, teachers were told to give opposing views of the Holocaust. A Texas school district has become the center of controversy after an administrator reportedly instructed teachers to provide students with opposing views of the Holocaust. Gina Peddy, the executive director of curriculum and instruction for the Carroll Independent School District in Southlake, Texas, is alleged to have made the comments during a meeting last Friday, according to NBC News. Peddy was reportedly meeting with teachers to instruct them on how to stock their classroom libraries when the subject of recent statewide legislation, as well as the Holocaust, came up. "Just try to remember the concepts of House Bill 3979, Peddy could be heard saying on tape, "and make sure that if you have a book on the Holocaust, that you have one that has other opposing perspectives." House Bill 3979 mandates that if public school teachers choose to discuss current events or widely debated or controversial public policy or social issues, they should present numerous points of view without giving deference to any one perspective. Superintendent of School, Lane Ledbetter, issued a statement via Facebook apologising for the incident. "I express my sincere apology regarding the online article and news story released today. During the conversations with teachers during last week's meeting, the comments made were in no way to convey that the Holocaust was anything less than a terrible event in history, and we recognise there are not two sides of the Holocaust," he continued. As we continue to work through implementation of HB 3979, we also understand this bill does not require an opposing viewpoint on historical facts. As a district, we will work to add clarity to our expectations for teachers and once again apologise for any hurt or confusion this has caused. Numerous local political leaders have chimed in on the claims, including Texas State Senator Kelly Hancock, who argued that Southlake's actions had nothing to do with the bill. "School administrators should know the difference between factual historical events and fiction," he wrote on Twitter. "Southlake just got it wrong. No legislation is suggesting the action this administrator is promoting." One state senator, Beverly Powell, tweeted, "Already we are seeing the impact of a vague and unnecessary bill that leaves teachers and administrators confused and afraid to teach the history of the Holocaust or the Civil War without teaching both sides." News of the Southlake scandal comes on the heels of more drama in the district, located in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs. Late last year, a fourth grade teacher faced disciplinary action after a parent complained that their child had brought home a book about being anti-racist. Adapted from NPR, October 2021.